Hey, everybody. You're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, episode 28 for week 30 of the Rotary year, January 21st, 2019. Fellow Rotarians and friends, I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began on July 1st. It was great to see all of you this past Thursday at the first meeting of our new year in 2019. To start things off right, we were jazzed to welcome three new members to our club, Andy Bretz, Sue Woody, and Vicki Forsman. Be sure and reach out to these new members when you have the chance and welcome them to Club 27. We have a very busy February planned with some special events that are lining up. It starts with the 11th annual Polio Plus Night with the Iowa Wolves that will be held on Saturday, February 2nd at 7 p.m. at Wells Fargo Arena. The Wolves will offer reserved game tickets for $20 for this event, with $10 per ticket being donated to participating Rotary clubs for polio eradication. Now note, this is the first increase in 10 years, and the Rotary amount will go from $8 to $10 a ticket. Now you can sign up to buy tickets and attend, or purchase and donate your tickets by signing up on the table flyers during our next few meetings. Thanks to fellow Rotarian Jeff Stickle for his leadership in making this great opportunity a reality for our club. Then, on February 8th, President-elect Don and his wife Beth are going to host our annual February Fling at the Wakanda Club. This year, they're taking it up a notch by welcoming Pianopalooza. Now, if you've not heard this talented piano duo, you are in for a real treat. Musical comics Tony Bonenkamp and Jerry Lorenzen are a dynamic duo behind their keyboards. Since it's kind of a Valentine's preview, it's fun to know that our own Ashley Bonenkamp is Tony's better half. Now, how cool is that? Be sure and make reservations for you and your Valentine for this musically fun evening of fellowship and laughs. It's been great to hear from many of you about the Rotarian interviews that I've been featuring, and I'm glad you're enjoying them. This week, I welcome our Sergeant-at-Arms Matt Buzik to Rotary Roundabout. Matt grew up in Gothenburg, Iowa, and had the life-changing experience of being a Rotary exchange student in Denmark. When he returned, he secured an undergraduate degree in social policy from Northwestern University and a graduate degree in business administration from the University of Iowa. He went on to serve our great nation as a Marine Corps officer from 1990 to 1994, and he has served high net worth households as a comprehensive financial planner ever since. Matt is the founder and sole owner of River Glen Wealth Counselors, a boutique wealth management firm offering financial planning and investment advisory services to accredited investors. Matt joined Club 27 in 2009 and was sponsored by Tom Swartwood and Art Feline. He and his wife Betsy are parents to two wonderful and talented daughters, and Matt is super passionate about the impact and good that Rotary does both locally and globally. Let's hear more from Matt.
So we're visiting today with Sergeant-at-Arms and good friend Matt Buzik. And Matt, welcome to Rotary Roundabout. Glad to have you here today. And I thought it would be good for our listeners to know a little bit about your passion for Rotary and why, how you came to be so involved and interested in paying it forward.
Okay, great. Thanks, Sean. Well, my introduction to Rotary started when I was 17 years old and in high school. I had seen a number of kids come into our high school as Rotary Youth Exchange students, and they seemed to be having a fantastic time. And there were a number of kids who I had a lot of respect for who were, had gone outbound before me. So I looked into the program and thankfully was selected as a youth exchange student. That was calendar year 1985-1986, to take us all the way back. I had a fantastic year living in Denmark. Little known fact about me is it is the only language that I can speak semi-fluently besides English, Danish.
Good.
You, me, and about, I guess, a couple million of my friends in Denmark. you know, what happens when you're an exchange student is you spend essentially 1 year taking the generosity of Rotarians and kids in high school, and it's just, it's overwhelming. It's, you know, it's a fantastical experience, just unbelievable. But you can't, well, at least I couldn't get through the process without feeling like I needed at one point in my life to give back the same way that all these Rotarians had given to me while I lived in the little town of Nakskov, Denmark. So I resolved then that once I got far enough along in my career that I felt stable enough to be able to join a Rotary Club and get involved in youth exchange, that I would. And so fast forward to when I joined our club soon, almost 10 years ago, and realized that our club didn't have an active youth exchange program, that we've gotten to where we are today. So you'll recall, because you were a big part of getting this youth exchange thing off the ground.
Yeah.
Initially, it was really me pulling the club along.
I know, and you did yeoman's work.
But, you know, look at us now, and we've got a strong committee with continual rotation of kids inbound and outbound, and are continuous.
Right.
But, you know, in my mind, there's so much more to do. And what I'm recognizing now in my involvement on the board is the way in which the best scenario is where youth exchange gets plugged into everything else that our club does, our international committee, the volunteer work
Yes.
that we do across the club. And that's, I think, in the spirit of the four-way test.
Yeah.
Building goodwill, creating relationships, yeah. All of that.
Well, right. I agree completely. And as I say, I really think that our club's the beneficiary of your commitment to paying it forward. And the other piece of the puzzle that I think is key is, and I'm not sure a lot of our members realize this, but because of your initial leadership and now the leadership that we have on the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee with Lynette Rasmussen and Josh Braby, we've been actually able to help another club get started with their youth exchange program, which I think that's like doubling up, isn't it? I mean, isn't that like blessing upon blessing that we're able to not only do it for our club, but we're also able to help another club move their process forward? And I think that's Rotary in action to me. So.
Thanks for saying that. It is gratifying to put in place processes and systems that make it possible to pass the baton, because so much of what we do in Rotary is volunteer oriented, and you can make a commitment for a period of time, but then you naturally need to move on to the next thing. So what we're learning is that because we put in the time, energy, and effort to creating processes and systems for youth exchange at our club, others now are looking to us for help in installing the same kinds of things in their clubs. And happy to do that. I mean, to make life easier for everybody involved is really, I guess, what I would want.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to, to show up to a club and plug into an ongoing process. But and I think that's really it's fun to see.
Well, I think that's a great story, and like I say, I think we're the beneficiaries of that. I also think that our club is in very good stead now that you're in a leadership position and moving up next year into the treasurer's position and on up. So I think that we are going to be well served by your dedication and your selfless dedication to the club and its goals. So I thank you for your service this year as Sergeant at Arms, but I also thank you for doing the yeoman's work that you did to get the youth exchange program going. And it's been good to visit with you today. And I hope that we'll have many other opportunities to celebrate our Rotary Youth Exchange successes.
Thanks, Sean.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks again to Matt for his time and dedication to Rotary. As we're at the halfway point of the current Rotary year, I wanted to share with you some observations on our progress towards implementing the vision statement that we crafted last June. Here's what we said. The Rotary Club of Des Moines engages leaders who see our community and the world as a place where our service creates transformative impact and lasting change. The club will do this by engaging hundreds of community leaders each week to exchange ideas and form friendships and professional connections, investing in transformative local and global initiatives, and focusing the community around relevant and current challenges. I'd like to offer four prime examples of how I believe this vision has started to become a reality. The Double Our Impact campaign, international service, membership development, and youth exchange. It's not hard to acknowledge that the $40,000 award to Courage League Sports is truly investing in transformative local and global initiatives. From the initial award to the recent fellowship event, CLS is taking our award to a whole new level for their clients throughout central Iowa and beyond. I hope that as a member of Club 27, you too are proud to be part of such an impactful and transformative program. The efforts of our International Service Committee were recently coalesced into a slide deck presentation. Now, along with planning another spectacular international summit, the International Service Committee has been diligently working to identify specific projects to support, not only financially, but with an opportunity for members to participate in it directly. Now, how better to engage community leaders to exchange ideas, form friendships, and personal connections? Moreover, the Summit Planning Committee is looking to find ways of incorporating youth into this event, and they're considering extending friendships and invitations to our Rotary Exchange student and maybe other Rotary Youth Exchange students from around Central Iowa to consider attending and maybe even participating. Our Membership Development Committee held a well-attended strategy session that was ably led by our own Claudia Schabel. This committee has defined a strategy now to attract and engage potential members from the wider Des Moines area. Their priorities include intentional recruitment from specific employers, the 40 Under 40s group, and other identified groups. They are also focusing on expanded promotion of Club 27 by attending community events, such as those led by the Greater Des Moines Partnership. This committee, too, is aware of the collective impact of cooperating with other committees as force multipliers, and they're looking to cooperate with the Communications Committee, the Program Committee, as well as new member induction. These efforts are, I believe, yet another example of an opportunity that our club offers to engage leaders who see our community and the world as a place where service creates transformative impact and lasting change. Finally, Rotary Youth Exchange. This committee has truly come into its own by focusing on ways to engage not only Club 27 members, but other members in the community serving youth. By being intentional with its approach to develop a bench of potential host families, plans are already set for welcoming next year's exchange student. Additionally, the impact of this committee is being extended to the West Des Moines Rotary Club in mentoring them in the development and creation of their own Rotary Exchange program. Now talk about engaging community leaders. This committee is also taking an active role in supporting RILA attendance and the newly formed Des Moines Rotaract Club, which, by the way, met last Tuesday, January 15th, for its first social event of 2019. There were almost two dozen attendees at this event, and they're always interested in welcoming more. Rotaract is a global movement of young leaders who are ages 18 to 30 and who are developing innovative solutions to the world's most pressing challenges. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. And if you're enjoying these podcasts, as I hope you are, please share them and pass them along to others who might enjoy them. Thanks for listening. And as always, I look forward to seeing you around Rotary.